This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. It's Thursday, so that means most of the week's over, and Danny's back! Yay!
Hey! Good time to come in. Good time to get back, and just in time to see the second women's conference title in school history last night. Congratulations, first off the bat. I want to get to that. First off the bat, Connie Ori. Coach of the Year, NCAA Coach of the Year. Undoubtedly, if you do not vote for her, your vote ought to be revoked.
I think this should be a pretty easy choice. A program comes out of nowhere and makes a run here, and yeah, 26-0, and Oklahoma gave them everything I think that they had. They played. It was a fight there in the second half. It seemed like Oklahoma at times could not miss. Absolutely, and the Huskers would come back and answer right back. And the big gals step up. You've been on the Doug and Daddy Show. You dominate. Kelsey Griffin, 30 points, 13 rebounds. Corey Montgomery, season high, 24 points last night. Vonnie Turner does something big down the stretch for the Big Red. Huh, yeah, they've all been on the show. Shocking. As the Huskers get a huge win and end the game, I was just sitting there going, 80-64, is that really the final? How can that be? It was just 63-62. An 18-1 run in 3.5 minutes at the home of the 11th best team in the country. And I'll throw it out because people are starting to do it. Well, Connecticut only beat him by 11. Nebraska beat him by 16. I don't ever want to be in a position where I start believing too much because I know what happens then. Women, please don't take the men's moniker, because I'll tell you what, here's the deal. I'm surprised. I know why they're getting more snow in the Lincoln, Omaha area, because you know how the moisture comes up. You've got to have some sucking and you've got to have some blowing. And so the greatness of the women being staggered around Lincoln and Omaha by the men sucking. So you've got the women and the men.
The low pressure system.
Oh, yes. They are so offsetting each other. I'm surprised it's not snowing a foot a day there.
Now, it's interesting you said that because I was talking to my dad last night on the phone who did not get the game on his television system. Just one of those things that he did not pick it up.
The men or the women?
The women's game.
Oh, okay.
The women's game, and I, you know, it was 63-62.
How unfortunate. He got the men's
game. Yeah.
Okay.
It was 63-62, whatever. Nebraska goes up, get her by 4 or 6 points there, and it's, I said, well, there's a minute 49 left. I said, we got them by 6, we got the ball back. All right, I'll talk to you later. So I watched the rest of the game. I know we got a handle on the game. Wasn't really, you know, down the stretch. I might have turned it away. Later the score comes rolling across the bottom of the Mavericks and the Lakers game, which is a great NBA game, by the way, down the stretch. And I said, was that 14 or 16 points? I called my dad up and I said, I just saw the final. I think we beat him by 14 or 16 points. And he said, oh, well, that's interesting. It was 4-6 with a minute 49 left. Yeah, 18-1 run. You didn't see that coming down the stretch. Talk about a marquee win. 11th ranked team on the road, battle back and forth. They've got the name players. What do they got? Elijah Wan's daughter, Ben Roethlisberger's sister. So all the cameras, all the lights on this Oklahoma team. And when they needed a big shot, it went to Kelsey Griffin and Corey Montgomery. Corey Montgomery, 2 threes from the top of the key. 1-2. They had to review it. Toe was on the line. Apparently pretty easy call. The officials didn't have to look at it very long. That was a big two to get him right back there. Then she steps out, buries another three. You're right. Vonnie Turner with her steal, then goes down and gets a bucket on a layup, plus the free throw. A huge turning point for a game which she was not there. Not there at all, really, offensively throughout the whole game. Now you're starting to see Lindsay Moore start to score. Had 10 points last night to contribute. You know, she hadn't been scoring at all. They haven't needed her to score. She's starting to put the ball in the hole. I think this is an incredible team. Three games remain in conference, two of them at home, Missouri and Kansas, and then Kansas State on the road to finish out things in a week and a half. This is a team that's going to go undefeated in the Big 12.
You are one fired-up little dude.
This is amazing because I've been watching the men's basketball games, and you watch Florida State and North Carolina. You know how many North Carolina sweatshirts are sold in Central Nebraska? Hell of a lot. And you got your little buddies that run around their light blue pom-poms. Where the hell they been all year?
Did they say
they are terrible?
Did they show that the stadium wasn't very full last night? The arena?
It's a disaster right now.
They're not even going to the NIT.
No, this is a disaster. Roy Williams has got to be going, how far can one fall in a year?
Yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable. But we have some breaking news, Tony. We do have some breaking news. As the Royals fan that you are.
Oh, no.
Yep, this is breaking news. Just came down from the headquarters in Kansas City, Mo. The Kansas City Royals and Stroud's.
Lovely restaurants. Absolutely okay. Great restaurant.
All right. I wasn't sure if you knew. So
fried Stroud's chicken, two locations.
Wow. Tell me you got some geek music.
Nerd alert!
They have entered into a three-year agreement to provide Stroud's famous pan-fried chicken and other favorites to Royals fans at Kauffman Stadium beginning this season.
It's absolutely peanut butter jelly excellent. Time, peanut another butter jelly time. Another reason to go check out your team, your town, your Kansas City Royals.
There you go, peanut butter jelly.
Is that a big win for them? Is that like equivalent of a big free agent signing or something?
Monsters, that's excellent.
Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
I couldn't be more excited right now.
I couldn't be more stunned. I guess I shouldn't be. When it comes to food, swear to God, last night, Tony gets back from vacation, was going fishing. How did you know, Tony? Tell me about it. You know, there's three or four of us. Hey, how'd it go? Tell us about it. How'd it go? Wind blew the whole time, couldn't fish, but we did eat at a few good places. I mean, that's exactly what he said. That's what he says every time. The man could see the president, and then he could see the Pope, and then he could see he could run into you name it. You could run to the you could have seen Gandhi, and I know you know you could see you could. You could have went and saw the pyramids and the Sphinx. Nelson Mandela sits down next to you. But, hey, it was at a McDonald's. It was a great meal.
No. You're talking Stroud. You're not talking McDonald's here.
You're talking food. It doesn't matter.
Stroud.
It'll be connected to the Royals Hall of Fame building in left field, Tony, tying together two true Kansas City traditions with the Royals Hall of Fame and Stroud's restaurants. Oh, my God. I mean, a press release on this. All right. That's great. Okay. All right. So you didn't get to fish while you were on vacation because it's too windy. When does it become too windy to fish?
I don't know, when you're on a 46-foot boat and the captain's saying there's no way.
Well, officially, you must not have been on a 46-foot boat because it was too windy. So you didn't get on a 46-foot boat. Is that correct?
No, we were on a 46-foot boat, went out, we caught bait both days, and went to go out the second day. The first day, the guy just said, guys, I'm not going to beat you up. It's 30 miles out there. We went to the northern part of the Sea of Cortez where we were trying to catch a grouper. And I'm going to tell you right now that he said, before we even went out, he said, the waves, when they roll in here, he said, I've had people fish all over the world. He said, they can ride the waves up and down. They're much more compact here. They're tighter together. He said, I've had people have been out all over the world, not got sick. Well, catching bait the first day, I had to put the pole down and go take a seat because Buddy Buck said, I think Daddy's turned a little green, and I was not feeling very well. Got in. The second day, I was fine.
With your base, how does that boat rock at all?
It was rocking. It was rocking. Met some nice people, just one of those deals. Couldn't go. One of those. You go to the mountains to shoot an elk, and you don't see an elk. It was one of those trips.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the number to call, the Dent Popper inbox for all of your email, and we'd love to hear from you on the Husker, men or women, or anything else that's going on. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We've changed up the poll question on our website, our Sun Heat Hot Topic. Do you enjoy Kansas City Royals on ESPN Radio? 51% says I listen to a lot of the games. So glad to hear that. And, Daddy, you will be pleased to know the Royals will be back on ESPN Radio in 2010, due in part to the response of the listeners, 51% saying that they listen to a lot of the games. Now go ahead and vote online now, our new poll question, if you're watching the Olympics. And, of course, we are, Daddy.
Yeah, I've actually watched more Winter Olympics than I ever thought I would. Now, going back to your poll question, I got to see a deal. A guy in the USA Today a couple days ago posted a question just from baseball, random baseball questions, and one of his questions was, are you serious, Kansas City Royals, that perhaps you could have Jason Kendall, who hit like 231 last year, and Betancourt, whatever his first name is.
That'd be Unesky, right?
Yeah, Unesky Betancourt. There you go, Derek. Thank you. Who his on-base percentage was like 241. Those really two of your starting position players that you acquired in the offseason?
Big gets. Huge gets. Rick Ankiel. And he hit 221 last year. Oh, just solid. Solid. Alex Gordon. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
It just ain't working so far, and hopefully it does. I'll tell you what.
No one, and I'm going to bring it up already. No one to this day have I read one negative thing. I've not read one negative thing about Dayton Moore. I don't know. I'm serious.
Kansas City Star, all right? You're not going to read it in the Lincoln paper or USA Today, probably, or Omaha.
Because they're my favorite team, I searched some newspapers. I can't believe this guy has not been hammered. I cannot believe the Glass family, you know what? They got rid of Alan Baird. Alan Baird never had a chance. Alan Baird's in a canoe and there's a tsunami coming. That's what it would have been like being Alan Baird. Okay. They get rid of him and Dayton Moore gets more money, gets all these things handed to him, the new stadium handed to him. Boy, talk about doing less with more.
You see what he did there?
I did. That's a nice play on words, Daddy.
He didn't even know he was going to do it. That would have been like show prep, but he didn't know. It just happened. Like most things in Daddy's life, he just fell into something. And so there's a funny. He is the Kramer of our lives. Coming up on the show today, Bob Jensen is going to join us coming up in the next segment. The Shrine Bowl rosters were announced a little over a week ago. The 8-man rosters were released yesterday, and I guess something I did not put two and two together here. Do you know they were moving the Shrine Bowl? That's been talked about for a long time. And they wanted to move it up closer so that maybe some kids that were going to go to college could still come play in the Shrine Bowl and then join their team. Or the kids would still be in shape coming off track season or whatever they were doing in the spring and try and do it as quickly as they could after Memorial Day. And when you've got about an 8-day, 9-day process, you go second week of June. That's what they're doing. The Shrine game and the Sertoma 8-man game are both on June 19th. Someone should be very ashamed of themselves, and that is the Shrine Bowl Committee of Nebraska. How can you possibly do this? You know what? That's just disrespectful. You're the one moving. The 8-man game is a big thing, and you're the one moving, and you stomp on it. I don't care. Play it Friday night. Play it Sunday afternoon. I don't care what you do. You're never going to get the same kids. I mean, for a while, there's 4 8-man kids. That's kind of like the limit in the Shrine game. It doesn't matter if there's 6 really stud kids that are all going to Nebraska. We're probably only going to take 4 of them. And so, again, there are 4 kids that played 8-man football going to the Shrine game. And in the past, they've been able to play both. But that's not going to happen now, and that's fine. But to do that, I don't care if one's at 1:30 in the afternoon and one's at 6:30 at night. That's not right. That's not right. From the there's nothing to do in this state, and then you do that, that is not right. And you have to make sure that that never, ever happens again. Ever, ever happens again. Somebody's got to move. You guys got to get together and work on this on the committees, both in Hastings and Lincoln, and you got to fix it. And you got to fix it. You can't do that.
No, you put it a week sooner or later, one of the two.
Yeah, it's
so
not that
kids
hard.
Can do it.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot more to talk about, and if you have questions for Daddy, please fire them off to the Den Popper inbox. Bob Jensen around the corner on the Doug and Daddy Show.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that will explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite with Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, rolling through the winter and spring sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Hastings, it's time to go green with Woodward's Disposal Service. Residential and commercial, Woodward's has owned and operated their own recycling center since 1988. Plus, full-service trash pickup with toters or metal containers ranging from 1 yard to 30. And curbside recycling service is free. Need something hauled away today? Give Woodward's a call. And in a lot of cases, they can pick it up the same day. Family owned and operated since 1933. Call 402-462-9252 or at woodwardsdisposal.com. Remember, reduce, reuse, recycle.
Hi, my name is Dr. Joel Johnson. As a graduate of the University of Nebraska Med Center, I know that UNMC is preparing compassionate professionals and serving as a great resource statewide. I'd like to invite all UNMC alumni to an evening of fun and catching up with former classmates.
This free event is on Saturday, March 20th at the Kearney Holiday Inn. Please pre-register by March 5th at unmc.edu/alumni or call 402-559-4385.
Long ago, the great giant socket wrench came down from on high to proclaim...
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Keep your car or light truck in tip-top shape. Visit Tice Auto Care. For over 35 years, people have trusted Tice Auto Care for everything from tune-ups to overhauls. It's because they do the job right at a fair price, and they stand behind their work. So next time, visit the pros at Tice Auto Care. Corner of 3rd in Denver downtown. Call 462-8573. And remember...
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
ISB presents two ACC clubs desperately trying to bolster their credentials for the NCAA tournament. The Clemson Tigers.
Off the rim, that wouldn't go. Booker on the right side of the bucket with the follow.
Visiting the Florida State Seminoles.
Foot race down the court, second loop, gets the ball to Slayer. Slayer, don't sleep.
Join us Sunday afternoon at 4:15 for Clemson and Florida State.
Right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll have partial sunshine for the forecast area today. Light winds out of the southeast, highs in the upper 20s. A chance for snow showers tonight, just a dusting as possible as we drop to a low near 18. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, 21 degrees.
This thing's down here, the devil himself wouldn't do. Just remember when you let it all go, what happens down in Mexico. Stay.
Why doesn't Mexico have a hockey team? Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As we continue to follow the Olympics, and as promised, we'll talk a little bit about the hockey yesterday. Wow, a couple of upsets, because Canada is technically an upset, but then Slovakia pulls off an upset, which could make it easier for Canada to get to the finals. And the United States wins. Finland beats the Czech Republic. I kind of thought the Czechs might win in my limited hockey knowledge. Derek, you saw some of the game yesterday. I tried to have most of it on while I was working here in the office. I was not overly surprised by anything that took place in either the United States or the Canadian game yesterday. I figured a sluggish game from the United States, and they really outplayed the Swiss. It's just that they had trouble scoring. And, yeah, it's shocking that Canada can throw up four goals on the Russians in the first period, but you expected them to come out and play very well, and they did. Again, though, everybody knows the odds are that the U.S. will not win gold. One of the poll questions this morning on ESPN National is, what do you think, now that there's four teams left and three medal, what will the Americans do? Gold, silver, bronze, or not medal at all? I don't know. I really don't know. Derek, what would you vote on? I'm looking at silver or bronze.
That's what I would say as well. I would say silver or bronze. I tell you what, after watching, first of all, the United States looked pretty good yesterday. That Swiss team has played a pretty solid defensive effort throughout the whole Olympics here, and Jonas Hiller has played outstanding in goal for them, and he showed up again yesterday. But U.S. got by them in a, like you said, Doug, kind of a sluggish game there for them. But I was ultra impressed with the Canadians last night. The way they came out, completely took control of that game. They played physical North American hockey. They scored goals left and right. They passed. I mean, in every aspect of hockey last night, the Canadians basically played almost flawlessly. They were, if they play like that every game, they will cut through the rest of the competition.
The Olympic victory over the Russians, Canada's first in 50 years.
Boy, that game got physical down the stretch, too. Well, there were some bad intentions going down the stretch there.
Yeah, the Ruskies were tired of getting pushed around and got frustrated, which you can understand. I mean, every 4 years, that's your only shot. It's win or go home. It's such a cutthroat deal. And before we talk about that poor speed skater that his coach basically eliminated his gold medal, that's, again, a weird sport. What's it matter which lane you're skating in? But whatever. That would just be your whole life. And evidently the guy's a tool to begin with.
Oh, yeah, he's a tool.
But
he is a tool.
I don't care who you are. If you're the best, and I would think if you were skating in the outside lane, one extra, you would have had an even better time if you'd have been in the inside lane, right?
Yeah.
Because the surface you're covering isn't as much, and he still had the fastest time ever. Okay, here's the goal. Well, I know you can't do it. Before we go into some other talk here with the Doug and Daddy show, and Bob Jensen's going to join us in just a few minutes as he's not done with his nap yet, he will be joining us. Let's give away some Tri-City Storm hockey tickets. We've got a family four-pack to tomorrow's game, Friday night, Chicago Steel. If you'd like a family four-pack, all you have to do is tell Derek at 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776, who scored both of the American goals yesterday for the United States in the Olympic win over Switzerland. 888-455-ESPN, if you're that true hockey fan, who scored both goals for the United States in their win yesterday. And the first correct caller is going to get a family four-pack of tickets to Tri-City Storm Hockey, who's playing pretty darn good. And that's coming up tomorrow night. Daddy, you've been gone and away. Anything that happened while you were gone and away that you really, really want to talk about?
Well, I think that, you know, really you lose track of, you know, the local scene, you know, more than anything, and you kind of fill me in on that, and the kids that won gold medals and, well, any medal in state wrestling, congratulations to all of them. And then the basketball deal is starting to narrow down, and the cream will rise to the top here in the next couple of weeks. I think, though, Doug, the main thing that catches my eye, and obviously you got swimming and diving coming up this weekend, but you know that's totally kind of off the radar, especially when you're away from here. The Nebraska basketball team,
didn't we already talk about that?
Well, it just another person that's done more with talent has been McDermott at Iowa State. That's a pretty talented basketball team. Craig Bracken's going to play in the NBA. Craig Bracken's maybe a pretty darn good player in the NBA. Gilstrap's a heck of a player. They're no better than Nebraska.
We have a winner, by the way. We do have a winner. No,
yeah,
they're not.
Do.
Both had six losses.
Adam from Kearney, he wanted to go to Saturday night's game. He's got four tickets to Chicago there. Zach Parise got both goals for the U.S. last night.
Adam, we said Friday. Quit being a whiner. All right.
Yeah, I gave him a choice.
I know.
I'm a nice guy like that. Not really.
You're in some kind of mood. We were talking hockey, so Derek opened things up there.
Cool.
Well, yeah, Iowa State's struggling mightily as well.
But they've got some talent. You look at Craig Bracken's talent to anybody on Nebraska's roster. Nebraska, okay, you get Stan Hartinger starts last night, 25 points. Good game. But you know what? He's a freshman. Now, Craig Bracken's talent-wise, to where he is on a basketball level to... I guess you would say Stan Hartinger is the best player.
Ryan Anderson.
Yeah. Go see where your draft status is this year, Ryan. Hello.
Hey, don't be careful. Mikey Moore played in the league for a long time. You never know.
You better hope the Cranes come back, Ryan.
How about this one, buddy? Texas Athletic Director DeLoss Dodge says, we haven't talked with the Big Ten about expansion plans for the league.
Well...
Like we needed that to come out yesterday.
Did see that on the internet yesterday afternoon. Kind of had to grin. He went on to say something like, I think the Big 12 needs us and we need them.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And also talking a little football, and of course that's more than just football, but that's what everybody focuses on in this expansion stuff. You probably didn't know this, but Sean Callahan is in the Tri-Cities this week from Huskers Illustrated. He'll make the third and final stop on his tour in Grand Island. He's been in Kearney. Last night, a full house at Bullseye in Hastings. Thank everybody that came out to that. And tonight, Indian Head Golf Club in Grand Island. Call Indian Head for reservations because we hear that is filling up. But still, Sean will be there at 6 o'clock. with the video on the 2010 recruiting class. The video is about 35 minutes, a minute, minute and a half on all the recruits. Then there'll be some talk about the walk-ons, some talk about the kids that are coming up maybe in 2011. He'll answer all your questions, whether it's the recruiting class, spring game coming up, the quarterback situation, how the Huskers look in his eyes for 2010. Sean Callahan makes his final stop in the Tri-Cities this spring at Indian Head Golf Club in Grand Island tonight.
Heard a rumor yesterday about Sean and something he said on the program. Thinks we might have a different starting quarterback next year.
That's what he said. He thinks it's going to be Cody Green, and he wouldn't be surprised if Taylor Martinez works his way in there. And, boy, it seems like Cody Spano is never to be. I just flat out asked him, is he transfer? Transfer right now? I mean, here's a kid that, from what I remember, he was supposed to be pretty darn good. He was going to be the backup. Then he tears up the ACLs, tears up both legs, both knees, both whatever it was. And doesn't he get a chance to win that job back? I mean, he's only out because of injury. And he's still got all this eligibility. But, I mean, if you're already looking at Cody Green and Taylor Martinez, you don't want to be a guy with three years, I think, is what he's got left of eligibility and no chance to play. You can't be third or fourth on the depth chart. You got to be looking at him getting out of here. You got to be looking at him getting out of here before fall, I mean, right after spring semester.
One would think maybe, yeah.
And that's too bad because the next big thing, he was huge. And now, we got Cody Green. We got Taylor Martinez. We got Breon Carnes. You know, we got LaTravis Washington.
LaTravis Washington. Oh, I love it when he threw the ball through the goalpost. I love that story.
Brother. Hastings College basketball teams, go out and watch them tonight. They will be at home for the quarterfinals of the GPAC tournament. The women will take on Sioux Falls at 6. The men will take on Dort at 8. The game's on 12:30 KHAS. And Hastings won the GPAC All-Sports Trophy last year. And Fran Hummel, the athletic director who is stepping down at the end of the year, joined us on Tuesday's show. He says that was a really great thing last year, proving how everybody's coming together and how all the sports are doing so well right now at Hastings. And right now they have the lead with 109. Then it is Morningside with 98.5 and Sioux Falls with 96. Also, UNK, don't forget their inaugural Blue Gold Rush for Scholarships is tonight at the Holiday Inn in Kearney. And you can purchase your raffle tickets. They've got everything from a half a beef to cash to the Caribbean Island Escape and so much more. Tickets to Huskers, Lopers, Rockies, and a whole lot more. And that's tonight starting at 5:30. You can find out more at lopers.com. As Daddy mentioned, the State High School Swimming and Diving Competition gets underway today with the diving. Can you give me anything on that?
No. How many kids compete?
Triple Lindy?
Rodney Dangerfield.
So that's today. And then prelims tomorrow in the pool, and then the final Saturday. And, of course, they televise that on Nebraska Educational Television. But tonight, high school basketball is going on. We've got on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. We told you Hastings College, and then ESPN 1550. Hastings St. Cecilia takes on Wilbur Claytonia. That tips at 7:30. On the FM dial, Classic Hits 98.9 should be a very good one. Kearney Catholic and Minden tip off at 7 o'clock in Lexington. And then the C29 sub-district final at Hastings St. Cecilia, Ravenna Blue Hill on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, and then girls semifinals tonight as well. Some of the other matchups in the listening area tonight in Class C1, outside of the ones on the radio, Grand Island Central Catholic and St. Paul at GI Senior High. Ord, coming out of the bunny bracket, got a chance tonight. They play Valentine at Atkinson. Careful. Of course, then they'd probably get to play Norfolk Catholic. Kearney Catholic Minden playing at Lexington, as we said, in C2. Sutton takes on Thayer Central. That game is in Geneva. Alma and Axtell play at Holdridge in Class D1 tonight. High Plains and Palmer play at Grand Island Central Catholic. Kennesaw and Loup City play at Kearney Catholic. Overton and Arapahoe will be playing at Gothenburg. Eustace Farnham and Juanita Palisade play at North Platte. In D2, this should be a great one. Giltner against unbeaten Hampton, with their first-year coach going with an undefeated team after Coach Eichhoff, the Hall of Famer, stepped down after last year. That game is at Sandy Creek High School. Should be a very good one tonight at 7 o'clock. Heartland Lutheran will play Cedar Rapids at Albion tonight. So there you go.
Where do my Hayes Springs boys play?
I'll get there. Are you going to go? Chambers Ewing should be a good one tonight. That's up at Ward. Pleasanton, Sargent's at Broken Bow. Loomis and SEM will play at Brady. Hay Springs and Cody Kilgore playing tonight, Daddy. You want to go?
Where's that at?
You probably a place you could stay overnight. Gordon. You can go to Gordon. It's up at Gordon.
Home of our friend Bingo.
And girls games tonight. Class B have their, Class A has some finals tonight, including Grand Island and Lincoln Southeast, playing for a trip to state. The defending runners-up against the Islanders. That's at 7 o'clock at Lincoln Northeast High School. Class B semifinals, Aurora takes on number one and unbeaten Seward at 6 at Lincoln Southwest. And then the B5 semifinals at Kearney, Lexington and Hastings at 6, Northwest and Holdridge at 7:45. We will take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob Jensen will be joining us, so stay with us.
Hey, everybody, Mike Golick here, and I feel like I'm always struggling to find a good sports bar around here. But I recently learned how easy it can be. I went to Yahoo Search and typed in sports bar and my zip code. Everything I needed was right there at the top of the page. I read user reviews, found just what I was looking for, got directions, just what I needed, just one search. So next time you're looking for a local spot, give Yahoo Search a try. Just search sports bar or whatever you're looking for, plus your zip code, and yahoo.com.
Get ready for spring mowing with a CarQuest Lawn and Garden Battery, starting at just $17.99 exchange. Save $10 with a mail-in rebate on two CarQuest ExactFit wiper blades. See store for details now through March 31st at participating CarQuest locations. Great people, great products, great prices. CarQuest Auto Parts.
When you want some help from a fellow car lover, it's all in one place, as you'll discover. Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll have partial sunshine for the forecast area today. Light winds out of the southeast, highs in the upper 20s. A chance for snow showers tonight, just a dusting as possible as we drop to a low near 18. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Mandy Valuber. Right now, 21 degrees.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget, if you miss any of the Doug and Daddy Show, we can put that up. It is up on the podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. Oh, man, got to check out the new digs as they continue to work on that place, and it's looking real good, and we're looking forward to being there when St. Patrick's Day rolls around here less than a month away. But on the podcast this week, state championship wrestling coaches Tyler Herman of Amherst and Mike Shadwinkle of Grand Island. We caught up with the voice of the Husker women, Matt Coatney. Sean Callahan was with us a couple of times live in studio yesterday as he made his move through central Nebraska. Fran Hummel, the athletic director at Hastings, UNK women's basketball coach Carol Russell, Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald. So all those folks have joined us on the program today. Nebraska baseball, 1-3 while you were gone, Daddy, and they really should have been 3-1. Mistakes you cannot make, they made.
Well, that's part of the problem with being the northern teams and probably not getting outside. I can blame it on a little bit of that, but just stupid mistakes.
Ground balls and wild pitches, I cannot blame on being outside.
Well, I can when you're not used to taking balls outside and haven't been outside. One of those things. 1-3, yeah, it's unacceptable, but facing quality competition. Hopefully be able to get to at least 2 out of 3 wins against Corpus Christi and Elon.
They better, yeah.
And hopefully battle Rice down the wire, but we'll see what happens this weekend.
Well, of course, Burger King is feeding our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show. Every day a free meal deal goes out, and you don't need a free meal, but you can save money by going to Burger King. Like $5 and they give you change. Breakfast, 2 sausage, egg and cheese croissant sandwiches for $3 from 6 to 11. A quarter pound double cheeseburger, $1. 32-ounce drink, that's their drive-through special, $1. 2 locations in Kearney at 56th and 2nd Avenue and 8th and 3rd. Also located in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. And we're going to feed our buddy Bob Jensen, who joins us from the worldwide headquarters at Huskerland Prep. Good morning, Robert.
Douglas, good morning to you, Daddy as well. How you doing?
Well, Daddy's back from vacation, so life is rough.
Well rested. That's what we like.
One of the reasons we wanted Bob on, and I want to jump right into it here, is that the rosters are out for the 8-man Sertoma All-Star Game, which has been a great tradition in Hastings for a number of years. And then a week ago, the Shrine Bowl roster came out, and they have moved that game to June, and we've talked about this in the past. But, Bob, I did not realize until you pointed that out to me yesterday that both games will be held on June the 19th. And, again, I have to say, as we started the top of the show, mentioning it a little bit when we said you'd be on, how in the world can anybody let that happen?
Well, I don't have an answer for that. I haven't certainly haven't talked to anybody at the Shrine Bowl committee. I did speak by email yesterday with Mike Spears up at Howell's, secretary for the 8-man coaches, and I don't have an answer. I mean, obviously on its face it makes absolutely no sense. Certainly, it's the Shrine Bowl that moved the game, and I'm sure that those people understood that the 8-man game's not really moved for as long as I can remember. It's always been that third week, third Saturday in June, so I don't know. But it's terribly unfortunate, I guess for whatever it's worth, they moved the 8-man game up a little bit. They moved it up to 1 o'clock, so if you want to hop in your car and drive to Lincoln to watch the Shrine Bowl afterwards, I guess you can.
You probably will do that, won't you?
Well, I probably will. I probably will. But then again, I've got two words for you, Famous Dave's. And while I will feign interest in the football game, Famous Dave's, though, certainly a draw. So, it's a goofy deal, and it obviously compromises selection because you can't be two places at one time. Not even Deion Sanders could pull that off. Okay, so I don't know. It's a bad deal.
And Mike Spears, coincidentally, has been selected to be a head coach in the Shrine Bowl.
Be the head coach in the Shrine Bowl. Yeah,
I'll get a hold of him.
Yeah, that's further irony. But one of the first names I thought of was Austin Kotzer up there at Ewing. I'm sure the 8-man people would have loved to have had him there. He's got some teammates that are going to be down there for the 8-man game. But I believe he's in the Shrine Bowl. And again, I don't know. I don't know. That just doesn't make any sense. But I will say this much, having looked at the rosters, they certainly have gotten a lot of really good kids involved once again. And, there are some complications now, especially for the top-end players that might be Division I scholarship players. Tough for them to, even if they want to play, to have the blessing of their future college or whatnot to play. But having said that, they're good, strong rosters in both games.
Bob, I want to talk particularly about the Shrine Bowl and just growing up in the state of Nebraska. And when that announcement was made, I always thought there was a certain aura, and boy, you just would love to be. Boy, to see your name come up with those guys and you get to play against that competition. Is the shine off of the Shrine Bowl?
I don't know if it's off the Shrine Bowl so much. I definitely think that's a resume builder. I mean, when you take a look at the history of the Shrine Bowl, and I know you guys are well acquainted with it. Maybe not everybody that's listening is, but I mean, the some of the very greatest players that have ever played high school football in Nebraska have played leading roles in all the years of the game. And to be a part of that, to be a part of that history is a real high honor. Talk with my coaching friends, and I do have a couple, which may come as a surprise right off the top. Getting the coaches in place is getting tougher because it's, again, a lot of it has to do with schedule. There is so much required of coaches beyond just the regular season anymore. They've given up 2 weeks to coach even in the Shrine Bowl. Is a tremendous commitment on the part of these coaches, and to take it one step further, the 8-man game, same thing. I mean, you've got to give up some time that isn't necessarily easily available, and filling a staff is getting more and more of a challenge. But as far as the Shrine Bowl itself goes, there's always going to be talk about the politics involved and how did he get on there and how did this guy get left off and all that. It's just like any other selection that you make. But having said that, if you walk away from your high school career with the Shrine Bowl on your resume, it's something that certainly speaks very highly of what you achieved in your career.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You can keep up with what's going on the website as well. Interestingly enough, as I look at this, Austin Kotzer's name is not on the Shrine Bowl list. He evidently is not going to do either. The 8-man guys that are on the Shrine Bowl, Clint Bellina of Howells and Nick Krings of Humphrey St. Francis on the north, Cody Calhoun of Maxwell, and Zach Lemke of Sterling on the south. I'm sure that's a decision by Kotzer. I'm sure he was invited because he's not on the Sertoma list either.
Yeah, see, that's something, too, and I'll be honest, I'm not completely... last time I talked to Austin, he was still talking about did he want to play college basketball or did he want to play college football. And I know that if he, based on every conversation I had had with him up until a few weeks ago, a couple months ago, kid wants to be a basketball player. Yeah, which is a waste, because you see him at a tight end. He's already 6'4", 215. You get him up 235, he's not going to lose a step. And you can just see him doing great things. Maybe not at the Division I level, but honestly, what Ewing has had here the last couple of years in terms of boy and girl athletes per capita is something I've never seen. I've never seen anything like that. There's hardly anybody left in that school up at Ewing, but all of them are. It seems like all of them are good athletes, and Austin Kotzer was the best of the bunch.
Are there other guys that aren't on that roster, maybe, that you thought about, Bob?
I haven't studied it that close. I'm certain that there are. Again, it goes back to the same time. Anytime you make a list of anything, there's going to be people who either do or do not make it that seemingly are worthy. So I'm sure there are some examples. I wouldn't be able to cite them right off the top of my head, though.
Obviously, Bob, something I think all three of us would like to see is them go out of their way to get the 8-man kids and the quality players, get the best players out there, and I'm not sure they always do that. They always throw the 8-man kids a bone and say, all right, we'll take two of you if we have to, and we'll take two of you on the south and two of you on the north, but there needs to be more of those kids included, especially if they're deserving.
Well, yeah, without a doubt, and that's just it, Tony. You and I both know, or you and I would both be willing to say, at least, that there are kids that could have played there. Now, the flip side is, I've been down there when I've seen 8-man kids play that really just were way out of their league, and it didn't work out very good.
Okay.
But to be honest, I go back, I still remember the year that Calvin Jones was at the Shrine Bowl, and Calvin Jones was Calvin Jones. He's a big deal. Well, Calvin Jones just completely blew that game off. It looked like maybe a Thursday practice, the way he was moving out there. And he eventually was benched in that game because he just didn't want to put out. That's what it boiled down to. And it turned out two small school kids that year were the MVPs of the offense and the defense. So, you know, there's a whole bunch of things that go into that game. And, you know, and if you want to do it just on paper, I mean, where you can say you were in the Shrine Bowl, you know, that's still very important. What you get out of the kids, you know, that's on a case-by-case basis. And sometimes it's great and sometimes it's not.
Well, regardless, usually we've got a couple of good ball games, and they're both going to be June 19th, the eight-man All-Star game, and, of course, the Shrine Bowl. And, Bob, I suppose we're getting pretty close for you to start working on the 2010 magazine and maybe hitting the road again here just after basketball season.
Yeah, we got a little stack growing over there of preseason forums back, and there's quite a few coaches that wonder why we need it quite this early, but I'm slow. it takes me a long time, but yeah, the time will be here. And like I said, those June 19th games will be here. You know, it'll seem like next Monday. So that time will go by fast.
Hey Bob, look forward to seeing you at the state tournament, if not sooner.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you and me and Rusty, and I think I speak for anybody who's ever met Rusty Eisenhardt. I always feel better about being me after I've left that conversation, because when I left it, I wasn't him. So, there you go.
Words of wisdom from Robert Jensen. Hey, Bob, thanks as always, buddy. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yep, you know what? We'll see you guys soon.
Take care. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. On that note, let's take a break. We'll be back with more of the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to...
Newlyweds.
Hi, my husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The last time I said good enough after finishing a job was, well, I can't recall. Because I don't do good enough or use anything multi-purpose on purpose. To free a frozen lock, nothing works like penetrating oil. Chain lube is the only thing I'll let near a motorcycle chain. And if it has to withstand the elements, it's gotta be white lithium grease. Because if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it right with Liquid Wrench. Find out which Liquid Wrench is right for your next project at liquidwrench.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
That's the sound of power, the power to get things done. We're Groney's Outdoor Power Center, your partner in power. If you need it, Groney's Outdoor Power Center sells it and fixes it. From chainsaws, lawnmowers, weed trimmers, to snow blowers and plows, and hot pressure washers. We can give you the power to do it right. We service what we sell, and what they sell too. 3551 North Highway 281. Call 308-384-5168. Groney's Outdoor Power Center, your partner in power.
The high school basketball postseason continues Thursday on our network of stations, including ESPN 1550. In the boys' C16 sub-district final, it'll be Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Wilbur Claytonia, tip-off at 7:30. On Classic Hits, 98.9, Kearney Catholic and Minden playing the C111 final at 7 o'clock. And in the C29 final on the Breeze, 94.5, it'll be Ravenna taking on Blue Hill. It's Thursday night basketball here and on ESPNSuperstation.com.
We'll have partial sunshine for the forecast area today. Light winds out of the southeast, highs in the upper 20s. A chance for snow showers tonight, just a dusting as possible as we drop to a low near 18. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 21 degrees.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hopefully it warms up, but I'll tell you what, when you get out of the gym from your basketball games, you still need a nice coat, and all Columbia and Red Ledge ski coats are 50% off at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. They've got the stocking caps and the gloves to keep you warm as well as they clear out their winter and get ready for spring, where new running shoes are in for the track season. If your winter season's over or you're getting ready for spring, no matter what you're doing, stop by and see Steve and the gang at Misco Sports. Also, little kids wrestling is underway now that the big boys have finished up at the Quest Center, and they've got the headgear, the knee pads, the singlets, and the shoes you need. Misco Sports also, well, you can't find a better selection of softball and baseball gear. Get that new glove early so you have plenty of time to break it in, and if you need to order the caps and the uniforms for the upcoming season, Misco Sports can do that for you because they're open 7 days a week, and let's see, today would be Thursday, so they're open till 8 just for you at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center.
Steve and Steve are waiting for you. Going to help you. All your needs. Love to go see those guys. Do a great job down there. Especially when they take the coat. Whack! Half off.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. That's good to know. I'm glad you're happy.
Oh, Mom. It's only $146. No, Jimmy, it's not. It's $73. We can afford that.
That's good math, Daddy. Good job.
That must have been show prep. Where'd you write that down at? There's going to be some good high school basketball games tonight, folks. We hope you can get out and enjoy them. If not, catch us right here or on the web, as always, at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com.
A lot of talk's going to heat up here before May 11th, Doug, in Lincoln, because that's when the vote's going to go down about the new arena. Will Nebraska get it for their basketball team? Doc Sadler finally coming out and voicing his obvious approval, thinks that may be a little bit of a difference maker to get the type of athletes he needs to get to compete at a Big 12 level. There's going to be some people financially struggling with the economy, maybe not hitting. Maybe not hit as hard as the East Coast or the Detroit area or whatnot, but still, commie is not exactly booming, and it'll be interesting to see which way that vote goes. The talk just starting to heat up, though.
A couple other notes. Now that he's got a little time on his hand, Bobby Bowden will serve as the keynote speaker for the Nebraska Football Spring Coaches Clinic. He'll highlight the three-day clinic set for Thursday, April 1st through Saturday, April 3rd in Lincoln. The keynote speech Friday night at 7 o'clock. The clinic will also feature the entire Nebraska coaching staff and several accomplished prep coaches, and the event will take place in conjunction with the Husker Spring Practice Sessions. I know the high school football coaches love going to the Spring Coaches Clinic, mostly to sit around and enjoy each other's company and hash back and forth about what's going on, and then they'll all talk about how they got hosed over on their high school football schedules for the next 2 years. But yeah. Bobby Bowden will be there.
Awesome. Good for them. Go down there, and Darren Hatch will be there from Rabo. You can hear how bad his team's going to be.
He hates you, by the way. He's blaming a lot. Will you be attending?
No, I'm not going to make the coaches' clinic. I've never been to the coaches' clinic.
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't be. That's where you learn a lot of stuff. Those are the things you go to. A social networker like you are? You
That's
sure?
what I is. That's what I is. Maybe I'll look into that.
Since you're in charge of all guests tomorrow, are you efforting anybody?
I'm efforting. Okay. I'll get on that.
That'll be great. Hey, by the way, we gave him his opportunity, Derek. We gave him his opportunity. What happened while he was gone, not about him, but in the world of sports, and he did not bring up the Bassmasters Classic. Good job, Daddy.
Kevin Van Dam.
Finding a way to get it done again. Amazing.
How can anybody go out and not catch a fish? Two guys shut out the first 2 days. Of course, in the cut, they didn't go out the third day. Unbelievable. We want to thank Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report for joining us on the show today. We want to thank Big Daddy for joining us on the show today. A rare treat. And don't forget, folks, Sean Callahan tonight, Indian Head Golf Club in Grand Island with the 2010 Husker recruiting video, and there to answer your Husker football questions.
Hey, look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now. I'll be back again here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to seeing you then. 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!